Well, good morning and welcome to church once more again to all of you who are listening in. We trust you are well and continuing to keep safe and encouraged. For those listening in, visiting or our service, my name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the Senior Minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church. Welcome. We here at Abbotsford Anglican are a group of local people of all ages and backgrounds who have come to find meaning and purpose for life by living life God's way according to his word, the Bible. We invite you to know God with us. Involved in the service today with me is my wife Rosemary, who will lead us in prayer, and our songs have been provided by EMU Music. The service is a service of the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, and if you love the Lord Jesus and under love and charity with your neighbours, you are welcome to partake in this service with us to remember God's great love for you and for each other. This morning we continue our Bible teaching through the Gospel of Luke, being reminded of the things we are to be certain about Jesus and what he has done for us. Our mission focus for March is on the Bush Church Aid Society, in particular on the family of the Pharisees, Daniel and Rebecca, Rachel, Jessica and Emily, who are serving God and the Bush Church Aid, the community of Kununurra, Northwest Australia. We'll also focus on Anglicare's hospital chaplains. This month, we're remembering the Reverend David Anthony's in prayer, the hospital chaplain at Concord. We'll also pray for government, and in particular, our state government of New South Wales, the Premier Dominic Perriotti, and New South Wales Leader of the Opposition, Chris Minns. To begin with, let me pray. Heavenly Father, this time with you and your people is special. Take our anxious thoughts and let us know your peace, your presence, and your power. May we listen to your word with expectation, engage in what we pray and say, and worship you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, let's stand and sing our very first song, All People That on Earth Do Dwell.
Praises tell, come
Well, it's good to meet together as God's people. And so turn to the person next to you if you're with someone and just at home and say good morning, welcome to church. It's lovely to see you. It's good to be reminded that we come to church not merely just to be ourselves with God, but to be together as his people, worshipping him. All people that are on earth do dwell, lift up our voices and give praise to him. Almighty God, you know our hearts, and nothing can be hidden from you. By your Holy Spirit, cleanse and our thoughts and desires so that we may truly love you and bring honour to your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, God speaks to us through his word, the Bible, and his Spirit guides us as we do. So let me pray that God will guide us now as we hear his word read and preached. Gracious God, as the Bible is read and taught to us today, once again deliver us from unbelief and disobedience. Help us to exhort and encourage one another, that none may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Produce in us the fruit of your Spirit for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through to 32. Familiar story, but one that's good to hear once more again. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through to 32. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. And then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. And after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the oldest son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your father has come," he replied, "and your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand with me now and let's affirm our faith together in the words of Scripture. Let's acknowledge together what God has done for us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Together, Jesus Christ, in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Well, turn with me now to the Bible reading that we had from Luke 15, beginning there at verse 1. And the sermon title today is called, "Yes, Jesus Welcomes and Accepts Sinners." A familiar saying is, we don't truly appreciate what we have until it's gone, taken away from us, or lost. Especially if what we lose is of great personal value, like a loved one. The reverse is true too, I think. When we lose something of great personal value, we lose it or it's taken from us, great is the rejoicing when it's found or returned to us. Often what we lose is our own doing, our own neglect. We put it down somewhere and forget to remember where we put it. Well, that's what I do. Or we're so focused on doing an activity in the future that we overlook our responsibilities in the present. A child can quickly wander from our sight if focused on taking the prank call we could have left. But our three stories this morning are not stories about the neglect of the one who loses. The shepherd his sheep, the woman her coin, or the father his son. None of these lose what they lose due to neglect. The sheep is just lost. The coin is missing. The son chooses to leave his father. Now, our three stories this morning are about rejoicing. "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep," verse 5. Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin, verse 9. Rejoice with me, I have found my lost son, verse 24. Rejoice with me, for we have found our lost brother, verse 32. For I tell you, verse 7, that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. In verse 10, in the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. No, these three stories this morning are about rejoicing. Sin is a misunderstood word by people today. So is repentance, I think. I think if we asked people what they thought both were, we'd get an assortment of answers, a smorgasbord of ideas. But when the Son of God was amongst us here on earth, people knew what sin was. Jesus didn't need to stop and explain every time what he meant whenever he spoke of them. They appear to have understood. However, these three stories seem a time when our Lord does stop to explain sin and repentance. Sin is what the sheep was, the coin too, and the son who left his father. Lost. Lost to God. Lost to all that is of benefit to belonging to God. His wisdom of knowing right from wrong, his grace to do which is right by him, ourselves, or others, unable to be found by ourselves. Without intervention, our state of being lost is hopeless. Good as dead, verse 32, and unaware of the predicament we are in. Until, like the lost son, by the grace of God, we come to our senses. Unable to find in any other, we realize what we have left behind and return to God, our Heavenly Father. We repent. Look with me, picking up there at verse 17. When he came to his senses, the son said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." Christian brother and sister, at a time unbeknown to you and I, when by the grace of God we came to our senses, God had always been looking out for us and ran to welcome and accept us sinners and found us. It's good to be reminded of this and be thankful. God is still looking out for others. Others who are still lost, others like those who may be listening in like yourselves, maybe, who still know they are a long way off. But like the tax collectors and sinners in our story, you've gathered to hear Jesus. By the grace of God, come to your senses. Return to God. Your heavenly Father sees you from afar and is waiting, ready to run to you and welcome and accept you, that you might be no longer lost, but found to him. Found is a wonderful word, isn't it? It's not only a focus on what God has done, but on what we have become. Found. Found by God. I think it's a lovely way to describe what we are, what God has done for us in Christ. And those coming to their senses can be. Good reason for the sinner to hear and learn and rejoice. And the Pharisee in us, like the older brother who mutters, to do likewise. Yes, Jesus welcomes and accepts sinners. Chiefly, our three stories from God's Word this morning are about God and about ourselves. Of God's great love and mercy, and our being lost to God and being found by him. Good reason for all who were once lost but now found to celebrate and be thankful. Going out to his older son, verse 32, the father said, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." The portion of Psalm 119 that we've set aside to read at the end of hearing God's word is verses 57 to 64, and I invite you to read them with me. "You are my portion, Lord. I've promised to obey your words. I've sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, Lord. Teach me your decrees."
His home.
Rosemary is going to come now and lead us in a time of prayer. Thanks, Rosemary.
The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. In our prayer time now, I will pause briefly after each sentence to give us the opportunity to reflect on what has been prayed and allow us to add our own thanks, requests, and thoughts to the prayer. Heavenly Father, you have reconciled us to yourself in Christ, and by your Holy Spirit you enable us to be your children. We give you thanks for Jesus, your obedient Son. For his bearing of the sin of the world in his own body on the cross. For his victory over evil and suffering and death. For the gift of peace with you and with one another. For the communities in whose life we share. For all human relationships in which reconciliation is experienced. For the joy and wonder of human love and friendship. For the lives of others in which we share and are bound. For home and family life. For friends, relations, and neighbours. For those we meet in our daily life and at work. Help us all to share in the obedience of your Son, that we may love and serve one another in your peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We give you thanks today for your worldwide church, for the faithfulness of your people in every land and the unity we share through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for Christians in other countries, especially where there is suffering, war, persecution, and danger. We pray for those who have been sent out as your missionaries here and abroad, and we bring before you the work of the Bush Church Aid, particularly of the Pharisees as they minister to the people in Kununurra, Western Australia, and the work of the Anglican Hospital Chaplaincy. We are mindful today of David Antunes at Concord Hospital. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will equip them for the work they do, giving them patience and perseverance, creativity and resources, and the assurance of your presence. Strengthen your people for their witness and work in the world. Fill your ministers with your Spirit, that they may faithfully preach the gospel and administer your holy sacraments. Unite in the truth all who confess your name, that we may together live in love and proclaim your glory in all the world. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, creator and preserver of our world, we pray today for peace. Have mercy on our broken and divided world, and banish the spirit that makes for war. We ask that leaders of nations and governments will pursue freedom, justice, and the welfare of all people. We pray especially for all affected by the war in Ukraine. Help the leaders of Ukraine and Russia, and also the world's nations, to protect the vulnerable and to establish justice and peace. We pray that you would preserve their lives and strengthen their resolve as they work together to care for all affected by war. Comfort them, we pray. Give wisdom to those in authority in every land, and give to all peoples a desire for righteousness and peace, with the will to work together in trust, to seek the common good, and to serve with justice the resources of this earth. Heavenly Father, in an uncertain world, please turn the hearts of all people to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and to the peace that passes all understanding. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you call us to live together under the rule of law and under the leadership of governments of every kind. We pray today for our state leaders, for our Premier, Dominic Perrottet, and the Leader of the Opposition, Chris Minns, that they will have guidable hearts. Help them to have a true sense of service and a desire to obey the law of love, which transcends all man-made laws, and grant them a desire to serve justice rather than convenience or personal political advantage. Give them wisdom as they continue to manage the pandemic and the current political climate, especially as we head into the elections. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for those in need, for those who are sick, suffering, the poor, distressed, those who grieve, and for those who care for them. We pray for Lynn Clark as she recovers from surgery after a fall. Give her the rest and nourishment she needs for her body to heal, and we pray for hospital staff and for Graham as they care for her. We also bring before you others in our congregation, the Braga family, Jean Steele, Kay Woodcock, Jennifer O'Neill, Brian Cave, and Fiona McGregor. Comfort and heal, merciful Father, all who are in sorrow, need, sickness, or any other trouble. Give them a firm trust in your goodness. Help those who minister to them, and bring us all into the joy of your salvation. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of holy institution of marriage. And today we rejoice and celebrate with Max and Lillian Schweizer on the occasion of their 50th wedding anniversary. Thank you for their love for each other, the blessing of life together and family. May they continue to grow in their love of each other and in the love of and knowledge of you. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us together say the set prayer for today. Let us pray for a greater faith and love. Father of peace, we are joyful in your word, your Son, Jesus Christ, who reconciles us to you. With our eyes fixed on him, let us run the race that is set before us with eagerness of faith and love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, all good things come from you. Throughout this week, help us to hear your word, that we may know and speak the truth, and to obey your word, that we may honour you in all we do. Deliver us from all that is false, and renew us by your Spirit, that we may know life in all its fullness. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We come now to remember God's great love for us in Christ Jesus, the love we ought to have for one another in the taking of the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, together. Hear what the Apostle Paul says. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear what the Apostle John says. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Brothers and sisters in Christ, At the heart of the Christian life is active trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrificial death for sin. In this symbolic meal, which we're soon to take, originating from Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, we express and strengthen our trust in him as we eat and drink with our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Lord's Supper is an outward and visible sign of the grace shown to us in the death of our Saviour. As we share bread and wine together, we are invited to feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We are faced again, as we do, with God's great love for the unworthy, and are strengthened by faith in the one whose body was given and whose blood was shed for us. Come then, with heartfelt repentance and genuine trust in the Lord Jesus, recognizing the significance of sharing in this way. And if in good conscience it would not be right for you to participate, well, please use this time to reflect on God's love for you in Christ. Knowing the goodness of God and the times we fail to respond with love and obedience, let us confess our sins together. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have often gone our own way and rejected your will for our lives. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God is slow to anger. God is full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and turn to his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom there is now no condemnation. Amen. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. He is worthy of all praise. We praise and thank you, Heavenly Father, for every spiritual blessing in Jesus our Lord, in whom we have the forgiveness of sins, the gift of your Spirit, and the hope of sharing in your glory. We who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of your Son. Found. He loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God at the cross. Therefore, we lift our voices to praise you, saying, glory be to God in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. On the night before Jesus died, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the meal, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Together, Father, we thank you for these gifts of your creation and pray that we who eat and drink them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, believing our Saviour's word, may be partakers of his body and his blood. Amen. As we eat this bread and drink the cup, we proclaim the Lord's death. We do this until he returns. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Brothers and sisters in Christ, take and eat this bread in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Take and drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and now living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us in this hope that we have grasped, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Amen. Well, as you came into church today, or as you've gathered on site, on the website, you may also notice that we have a news and notes that we hand out each week, and in there is a number of announcements that we bring to bear for you to read. Thank you for giving towards ministry in this place and beyond. And please, come and join us if you're listening in to our church. We meet here of a Sunday at 9:30 a.m. For those regular members, just remember that next Sunday, our clocks go back an hour, so we get an extra hour's sleep. So church will be at 9:30. Just remember to move your clocks earlier so you're not coming to church too early. After church today, we've had people who are willing to pray for us. So you can come up the front and at any time after church here, and then we have people who are willing to pray for you and your needs at this time. Our last song that we'll sing together reminds us to celebrate, to be glad that we were once lost but now have been found. My heart is filled with thankfulness.
To love and follow him.
Well, thank you for joining us for church this morning here at Abbotsford Anglican Church. We meet here at 9:30 Sundays. So let us go out now to serve our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Let me pray. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.